journalist and musician Jan Machacek has lived an interesting and varied life both before and after the Velvet Revolution. In the 1980s, he came to be known as a guitarist from the underground bands Plastic People of the Universe and Garage. After the revolution, he began writing for the independent weekly newspaper Respect. His work earned him a great deal of recognition, and he is regarded today as one of the Czech Republic's leading economic and political commentators. As Central Europe marked 20 years since the fall of the Iron Curtain, I met up with Jan Machacek on his way back from Berlin and off to Poland for the commemorations, and asked him to recall what his life was like before the great turn of events.
I was young at the time, so I was active and from a perspective of historical optimism, kind of like that you are erasing from your memory unpleasant things. So I think it was a very exciting time for me because I was, I think, very active. I did music. I was also involved in helping to put together some underground publishing. Later on, it was 88, 87, so we started to organize these demonstrations and leaflets and posters for demonstrations. And we had a lot of fun. And if from current perspective, it was a little bit dangerous, but it wasn't that dangerous. We faced maximum sentence 2 years, 3 years, whereas in Cuba, they, for the same kind of activities, they give them sentences like 25 years. So,
in that era and at that age, how important was politics for the members of Plastic People and for you? And to what extent was it just kind of, you know, normal revolutionary youth?
Well, Plastic People are not young anymore, but Garage was definitely like a younger band. So I was playing with Plastic People, but they were like 15, 20 years older than myself. So there was definitely nothing revolutionary about it. Like, these people just decided they want to be free in their artistic expression, and there was no way to be free in the artistic expression if you wanted to be a professional or semi-professional or legal.
But, well, but let me specify a little bit. Like, I mean, you know, musicians and artists in every country, even in the freest countries, always stand up against the establishment in some way, whatever the establishment may be. So what was it like for you and for the Plastic People in that? Was it really about politics? Was it really about the political and economic situation, or was
it? No, it wasn't at all. If you would go through the lyrics Plastic People were using for their songs, there's definitely nothing poetic about it. It's some of these are like very gloomy poetic composition, which definitely reflected some atmosphere of the 70s and 80s. And paradoxically, Egon Bondi's lyrics, which was a major part of Plastic People text, was put together in 1950, these short poems, but they somehow perfectly reflected the atmosphere of 70s and 80s also.
So what were the first fruits of the revolution for you? Can you compare, say, the summer of 1989 and the summer of 1990?
The summer of 1990 was definitely also a very exciting time because we were just working hard in Respect Weekly, and it was really an exciting time to write about all these things. There was this all variety of things you could write reportages about because you were still opening these secret topics and taboos from the communist regime. And we were learning by doing, so it was a great opportunity to put together a weekly, even though we had no journalism schools and we were no reporters by education, but it was so we were working hard, and once again we also had a lot of fun.
But you went, so within a very short space of time, you went from being an underground musician to a very prominent reporter. How could you describe that change?
It was, from current perspective, it seems like surprisingly easy, like unbelievably easy. And it seems hard to believe how much time and advantage we got from these official media. Because for the official media, for newspapers, television, radio, it took them like weeks before they realized that they can write what they want. We didn't have any, as I said, any professional education, but our advantage was that we were used to express ourselves freely, even under the communism, so we were not afraid of new establishment to open like problematic topics, from arms trade to racism, refugees, Vietnamese minority, quality of food, secret police facilities, and all this. So we are constantly like opening these sort of topics which were absolutely taboo under the communism.
How was the standard of journalism, though, would you say? Looking back now.
If your standards of journalism were very low, but on the other hand, we knew something about American journalism, or certainly more than people who studied journalism officially, because in the underground we published some translations and essays about journalism in the West, so we knew something. On the other hand, it's, you can imagine it's very amateurish, too enthusiastic, and these days you would be more experienced. On the other hand, like I think that the, like 10 years ago, media in general in this country were much better than now. The quality is unfortunately going down.
Why is that?
Well, because it's partially a dying profession, I believe, you know, that you have all this competition from the internet, and you have all this competition from the papers which are given for free, and so...
So you mean newspaper journalism is a dying profession?
Yeah, but unfortunately our public media are somehow competing with tabloid media or with the commercial media. So they are not able to keep the quality. It's just, I don't know, if you are a judge in this country, it was so bad that it can only get better, or if you are a scientist, finally there is some money coming to the science, so overall quality of the profession is going up, but I'm afraid that overall quality of journalism is going down.
So how was the revolution itself for you? November 17th, what was that
well,
like?
For me personally, it was... strange, because on 17th November 1989, I brought my twins, boy and girl, from the newly born from the maternity hospital. But I also had a concert with Garage later on that day, somewhere in Moravia. And I was still working in a heating place also, so it was getting cold, so I had to work. And during the student strike, we played for students at different campuses and etc. So it was an exciting time.
So during those first weeks, you were playing concerts and at the same time devoting yourself to
heating,
new fatherhood and heating.
Yeah.
I guess last question. I've often read about your unhappiness with the current political situation. Do you think some kind of little revolution is needed today?
Well, some people believe in this 20-year cycle in Czech politics. So 1948, 1968, 1989, etc., 1918, 1938. So it would be sort of very fruitful for the society if people put politicians under pressure to really either change this generation of politicians or really bring about something new. But I don't see anything concrete on the horizon. But I think the society terribly needs it, because there is the current politics is absolutely empty. Politicians are just displaying hate for each other. So they are not able to reach a consensus on the things which are important, but they quickly reach a consensus in a field where they shouldn't reach a consensus. I mean, like all these deals behind the scene and connection of politics with business.
Journalist and musician Jan Machacek speaking there to Christian Falvey, bringing us to the end of today's